Good morning on a Sunday Life in Bowl podcast. We give your game life. Today, we're going to talk Michigan and Ohio State football. It's been obviously a rivalry for years. Anybody involved in this rivalry, whether it's Ohio or Michigan people, they understand what's taken place over the years. They understand how Ohio State has been absolutely dominant. And today, I'm going to tell you why. Quite simply, it's been that way. You know, I look back to 2003. That's a long time. 2003 was probably the last season, maybe 2011. Obviously, both those years, Michigan won the football game. And then we can even go a little further back and say 2000. So 2000, 2003, 2011, you look at those games that Michigan won. There's one thing that stands out in those games. And what stands out in those games is a couple things, but primarily the fact that Michigan had better quarterback play. You know, you can knock John Navarre all you want if you're a Michigan fan, but the fact of the matter is, he was a better quarterback that day. You know, he was a better quarterback than Craig Krenzel. He made plays. He made the big pass to Braylon Edwards. He had a couple big-time plays. He was a better quarterback that day. Now, you look at 2000, we had a man named Drew Henson, who was absolutely fantastic in the game, getting the ball to David Terrell at will, and it was just, he was the best quarterback out there. It was not even close. I believe Belisari was the quarterback for Ohio State, who was not very good. And it was obvious who the better quarterback was. In 2011, Ohio State was in a transition. They, you know, Brady Hoke is the new coach for Michigan. Luke Fickell's the coach at Ohio State. All the stuff that had happened with Jim Tressel was taking place, and, you know, Tressel's gone now. Ohio State had a young quarterback named Braxton Miller, who, by the way, Braxton Miller had a fantastic career at Ohio State, multiple positions. But that year, in that particular game, a man named Denard Robinson was the best quarterback. Braxton Miller wasn't ready to take the reins. And by the way, Braxton Miller played really, really well that game. So you could see the turn, though. We get to this next stage, and it kind of sets the table for this conversation. You look at what Ohio State did. And what Ohio State did is they realized, okay, we probably think we're as talented or more talented even than Michigan is. We know that we have to, you know, take away them getting our Ohio players. All these things that people like to talk about are true. I mean, Michigan recruited Ohio players very well. They had a lasting imprint on that rivalry, especially in the 90s and before. And we definitely got some players in the 2000s from there. Jim Tressel said, yeah, we have to stop this. We have to put the gate out. Here's the gate. Michigan, you're not getting through. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. All that stuff doesn't matter. What matters is Ohio State said, okay, enough's enough. We have to get a guy who's a game changer, a game-changing quarterback, somebody who can just take over right away, change the direction of the game right away, and look no further than right after 2003 when they got Troy Smith. You know, people don't remember these things the way I do. I'm ingrained in this rivalry. I'm ingrained in Michigan football. I'm ingrained in the Michigan State-Michigan rivalry, as we do have trouble with the Stat podcast. But the thing is, you got to remember how this thing turned. So Troy Smith comes in 2004. Ohio State was not that good that year. I believe they were 7-3. You know, I know they had at least three losses going into that game. I didn't have the stats here because I didn't want to talk about stats today. I wanted to talk about game-changing situations. Troy Smith came in and they absolutely dominated that game. Big play after big play. He could elude defenders with his feet. He had a great arm. You know, they would drive right down the field. And he was big time. And they won. And Michigan was the better team that year. They were better. I believe, you know, they went to the Rose Bowl that year and they lost a tough, tough game to Texas, which was one of the better bowl games I've ever seen. 2004, that season, Michigan won the Big Ten. They had Chad Henne, by the way, who's a really good quarterback. Ohio State says, we have a guy, though, who can change the game. We can have a system set up for this guy to change the game. So in that Tressel era, he decided, this is what we have to do. We have to have a guy who can come in and change the game. Troy Smith was that guy. He started that 2004 to 2006. He was the game changer. 2004, they dominate. 2005, Michigan had the game won, guys. Had the game won. Outplayed them all the time. I always hear these guys, well, Ohio State's so much more talented. They might have a little more talent in some areas, but you just look at the quarterback position. Just look at that position only. 2005 game at the Big House. Troy Smith marches them right down the field. They make a comeback. They win the game. And he was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And that was the difference. Michigan was up by more than a touchdown. He drove them down there two times. They had two touchdowns towards the end of the fourth quarter. You know, mid to end of the fourth quarter, Troy Smith marches right down the field and they score. You know, he had the big pass to Gonzalez towards the end of the fourth quarter. He eluded defenders with his feet. That defense was great in 05 and 06. Troy Smith sliced and diced that defense 2 years in a row, 05, 06, where they were very good defenses, especially 06. And that 42-39 win for Ohio State, Chad Henne in the offense was absolutely fantastic. But they had Troy Smith, and Troy Smith was the difference. You know, you look at 07, you know, that was probably a weird game where, you know, we had weird weather, remember, and it was just kind of, it was Lloyd Carr's last year. Remember 07, they had just a rough year. Guys were injured all the time for Michigan. A lot of different situations, so it makes this conversation kind of tricky. But at the same time, you know, you look at that game, and you know that really it was weather and it was injuries from Michigan. You know, you go further than that. Rich Rodriguez comes in. You're thinking, we're going to get this high-octane offense. We're going to get a quarterback who can be a game-changer maybe. They didn't have it yet. So obviously 08, 09, it was easy. But look who Ohio State had, a quarterback. They had Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor, who could change the game with his legs, tough physical runner. Pretty decent passer, but he was still the game changer. He did just enough. You look at that 09 game, I was at the game. Our quarterback throws five interceptions, take force the game. Michigan loses 21-10. It came down to the quarterback. They had a quarterback who was solid and was good. We had a quarterback who threw five interceptions. I mean, you can't not look at that. You know, 2010, you know, they were just too good. But 2011, where we won, our quarterback was better. He was just better. You know, and you look at the next years. You know, what was the big difference? What was the thing that pushed Ohio State ahead? They had a guy named JT Barrett who was better than everything we had. He was a better quarterback than what we had. You know, and let's fast forward a little bit into Harbaugh. Harbaugh gets there. They got some pretty good recruiting from Brady Hoke, believe it or not. He actually did a fantastic job. He got guys like Jabril Peppers, Jordan Lewis, Chris Wormley, Maurice Hurst, guys like that. Those are Brady Hoke's guys coming into the program. They've got, you know, the physical defense back. They got a good offensive line. That they have a tougher team to beat defensively. And you look at Michigan and Harbaugh's first year, that was a really good Ohio State team, by the way, right? You know, we were in transition. It probably wouldn't have mattered who our quarterback was that day. So there is a couple times when you can say that. But typically it's the quarterback. JT Barrett leading that team. They had Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, Michael Thomas, they were loaded. But we didn't have a quarterback that could change the game. We had Jake Rudaka transfer. And then in 2016, you guys, you can say whatever you want. Michigan overall was a better football team than Ohio State. They just were. They were better. What happened in that game? Wilton Spate, two key turnovers. The pick six in the first half. the bad decision in the second half. You know, Michigan's dominating the game. They're shutting down Ohio State. Their defense is great. We didn't have a quarterback to say, thanks for stopping them. We're going to run down the field and score. They didn't have that. And that was the difference. That was the difference in the game. You could talk about the spot. You could talk about all these different things. It was the quarterback play that was the demise of Michigan. Harbaugh's second year, that team was great. Sure, did they slip up and lost to Iowa? Yeah, Ohio State had slipped up and lost that year too. You know, it's hard to go undefeated. But in that game, you got an opportunity to win the Big Ten. Your defense is stopping them. You're probably better overall. You have all the pieces. You have a veteran group. And your quarterback isn't good enough. 2017, look, they were up 14-0, guys. Michigan was up 14-0. They had John O'Korn as quarterback. They were stopping Ohio State, and we all know what happens next. JT Barrett is kind of banged up. He gets hurt. Michigan's winning when he gets hurt. Everybody's thinking, this is probably our year. I mean, they're going to throw a backup in. Dwayne Haskins was the backup. And Dwayne Haskins marches down the field, makes the plays, gets the job done. And again, we have a defense that had played really well, but they had a quarterback that could make plays. You fast forward towards the end of that game, it was 24-20. Michigan has the ball. Ohio State just missed a field goal. This is your two-minute drill. You have the ball. You can win the game. Michigan's next play after the missed field goal was a misread by the quarterback. He had a receiver wide open in the middle of the field. Him and the receiver had some miscommunication there. They didn't know what the play was, whatever it was. John O'Korn threw the ball 20 to 30 yards over his receiver's head. Ohio State gets an interception by the safety. The game's over. That is what's killing them. You know, the 18 and 19, it doesn't matter. Now Ohio State's sitting here going, it doesn't even matter. Like, you know, now we just got to keep building up on momentum. Yes, we have great quarterback play. And Shea Patterson and that offense from Michigan, especially last year, they were moving the ball. And that was the year where I could honestly say I just think Ohio State was just much better. They were just a better football team last year. The year before, Michigan's defense was really good, and both teams were even. Ohio State was struggling. But they knew we have a quarterback that's going to change the game at the beginning, and it's going to throw them off. And Dwayne Haskins just lit up Michigan in 2018. Killed them. Absolutely killed them. They knew the crossing routes were there. They had a game plan. So it's really not just quarterback play. You've got to have a game plan with the quarterback, and it's got to make sense. So saying all that, we're moving forward now to now. Michigan has Joe Milton. Could be a game changer. He's big. He's strong. He can run a little bit. He's got a fantastic arm. They have Justin Field. They are loaded this year. It's going to be hard to beat Ohio State, even if Joe Milton plays perfect. But moving forward, for the future, you have an opportunity, if you're Michigan, to just keep recruiting well, get good players, get the right pieces, but your quarterback's got to be really good. They have that opportunity in front of them. Justin Fields ain't going to be here after this year. He won't be here. He'll be gone. You have this opportunity now to have a quarterback who can make the difference in this game. You have Joe Milton for at least two more years. Maybe three. We'll just see how he plays. I hope we only have him for two more years. Hope he plays so well this year that he can come into next year and play fantastic, and then J.J. McCarthy can develop, or whoever the next quarterback can develop and just be ready to step in. They got to play J.J. McCarthy if he's a star. You got to find time for him to get him ready, and then keep recruiting solidly, be in the top 10. This whole misconception of Ohio State's just so much more talented is not the truth. The truth is, they have a lot of good players. Michigan does too, but their quarterback is just that much better. Their quarterback is just that much better. You have an opportunity moving forward where that may not be the case. If Joe Milton can be that guy, you got a young OC who understands speed and space. He He's exciting. Harbaugh's dealing with it. He likes it now. I think he's realizing, I got to give the reins to this new wave that we're going to do. We got to have a quarterback that can run, make plays, can pass. We got to get down the field. We got to score points. If we want to beat Ohio State, we got to score points. You just have to. They're too talented, and they're going to probably have a good quarterback. But moving forward, the opportunity to have a better quarterback wearing the maize and blue is really high right now. Milton, McCarthy coming in next year, you got a really good opportunity here. You have to build on that. You have to develop that position. That position has to be lights out, or you have zero chance. I mean, it's going to be hard to beat Ohio State if your quarterback plays really good anyway. But if he doesn't play, you have no chance. You're going to have another 15 years out of 16 where you don't win. So it's right in front of people. You know, that the players they have in other positions, certainly that Ohio State's had other positions that have outplayed us. That's not up for debate. But there's other times when we've outplayed them. You know, 16, 17, we were outplaying them. 2012, you know, we're outplaying them. 2013, you know, Devin Gardner. Here's the thing. Here's another a tricky one for you guys. In 2013, Devin Gardner was the best quarterback that day. And look at what the game was. They were one play away from winning the game. They went for two. They probably shouldn't have, but it was, hey, considering what has happened in that game, Ohio State's unbeaten. They're going to go to the national championship, people think. You're down 42-41. Devin Gardner was lights out, fantastic. Used his legs, used his arm. He was unbelievable that day. He had it rolling. They went for two. They threw a pass to Drew Dillia. It was the wrong read. It was another thing that, hey, Devin Gardner was a very good quarterback at times, but he was not a good quarterback either. It was a play where it was not the right play call. And our quarterback wasn't good enough to make the play. We dominated the line of scrimmage up front. I mean, we had 41 points on Ohio State, by the way. Come on, guys. Your quarterback has to be it. And moving forward, you have an opportunity. Joe Milton was a big-time recruit. You know, Joe Milton has to play better than Justin Fields. You have to put him in the position to outplay their quarterback, to be the better quarterback that day. And let's just hope that the defense plays kind of good against them. But if you don't have good quarterback play, you have no chance. You have zero chance to beat Ohio State because of what they have. It's not going to happen. Justin Fields is lights out. You know, if something happens where, you know, God forbid, you know, I hate injuries. If he is injured, it's a different conversation, obviously. But if they have their best guy and we have ours, we have to be on an equal playing field here. And it has not been that way for a very, very long time. But give me your thoughts on this. Appreciate you tuning in, Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life.